Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host, the beauty enthusiast, Lindsay Kelk. I am so happy to be back with you today because today I get to share a chat between myself and one of my all-time beauty heroes. I know I always say, oh my God, I'm so excited we have a guest. But oh my God, I'm so excited we have a guest. A lot of you will know already, I am 41 years old. And one of my biggest beauty loves in my 20s and growing up, really, because I didn't grow up until I was in my 20s because I remain a child. But one of the brands that really, really pushed me over the edge from being someone who kind of liked makeup a little bit to just fully being obsessed and loving it was Stila. And today I get to share with you my conversation with Stila founder Janine Lobel. Guys, pals, friends of mine. It was very exciting. Thrilled to confirm that Janine is an icon and an angel and one of my favorite people I've ever spoken to. I would have talked to her all day, but that seemed rude when she's quite busy. And the reason she's busy is because she has just launched a brand new venture, which is really exciting. It's called Neen Beauty, N-E-E-N, Beauty. And we'll obviously talk all about it in the interview and a little bit around the chat. I'll tell you a little bit more, but it's really exciting. It's really, it's conscious. We don't use the word clean on this podcast because it doesn't mean anything, but it's really eco-conscious. It's very smart. The products are fantastic. The way it is delivered and presented and sold to consumer is fantastic. And just amazing to see her still out here changing the game and breaking all the rules and making the beauty landscape a better place to be for everyone. So I'm really excited to share that with you in a while. As I mentioned, really excited. But before we get to the chat of the day, I have a ton of new news. There's so much new news at the moment, and it's hard to keep on top of it. And I do feel like, I mean, that's true of beauty and also the whole wide world. So if you've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed lately, just know that I have too. And it's not just beauty, it's everything. And this hour of your day is a safe space and a cozy, comfy, good place to be where we're going to celebrate things we love and just joy. So that's what we're doing here at Full Coverage. We are just celebrating a thing that we love. And how awesome is that, that we have the freedom to do it? And thank you for joining me today to do that. So new news, there's tons of it. The first thing I want to talk about is a new brand to the market that so many of you have asked me about. Now, I haven't tried these products yet. I did not go to the launch. Just dead busy. I write books. I didn't go to the launch, but I have the products on their way. So we will have a better look at them on the next episode or the episode after that when I can tell you all about it. But the new brand is Half Magic by Donny Davy, who so many of you know because so many of you have messaged me. But Donny Davy is the makeup artist for Euphoria, and she has developed her own brand in conjunction with A24, which is the production company that makes Euphoria. This is really interesting. To me, that's the most interesting part of all of this, because we're seeing this now industry-wide. So obviously, you know, a lot of celebrities make beauty brands, and I am going to do a celebrity beauty brand episode coming up, possibly in our next episode, because it is just becoming more pressing. I'm just desperate to have this conversation. But we're seeing more celebrities move into beauty brand spaces, and now we're seeing the people behind the celebrities move into beauty brand spaces. So one brand that I mentioned last week and we're going to take a deeper dive on at a later date is Play Beauty by Peyton List. Now that brand is backed by CAA, who is a huge talent agency here in LA and I believe worldwide. CAA is huge. And then Half Magic is backed by A24, which is a production company. So we're seeing now not just celebrities that want to partner with beauty brands. We are seeing companies and agencies and production companies, people with money basically, who know the value of beauty and know the value of their talent, and they are leveraging that talent by putting their money into these brands. It's fascinating to see. I mean, traditionally, we've seen celebrities go to like Kendo to put together a brand, or go to Morphe to put together a brand, things like that, or, you know, go to brand incubators. But what we haven't seen is big industry players like agencies and production companies putting their own money into this. You know, it's a huge investment. It's a huge investment to tool up, to make all of the packaging, to launch all the marketing. But obviously what these agencies know is the value of the person in front that they have. Obviously, Euphoria is massively synonymous with makeup. The makeup looks are such a huge, huge part of the show. I'm sure CAA knows the huge, huge internet following that Peyton List has, and saw that there is a huge crossover on the Venn diagram of who follows Peyton List versus who's spending money on beauty. So it's just really, really interesting to see this turn from celebrities just partnering up with existing beauty brands to seeing people start them from scratch. I'm very curious. So we are going to talk more about Half Magic from Donny Davy, but as you expect, I mean, it's very much what you would expect, which I'm reassured by, honestly, because the worst thing is when someone brings out a brand that's a complete left turn and you think, what a swerve, didn't see that coming, wish I hadn't. So this is thrilling. It is a lot of glitters, a lot of eye and lip paints, there's rhinestones, there's a wing guide to help you get a perfect wing. It is exactly what you would expect from the Euphoria makeup artist. And I'm thrilled to see it, and I'm thrilled to play with it. I don't know if it's anything brand new. The eyeliners look just like Urban Decay Heavy Metal. The eye paints look just like Halsey's About Face eye paints. But that doesn't mean it's not great. Doesn't mean it's not a great brand fit. Doesn't mean it's not bang on the money for people who love Euphoria. You know, it's not a cheerful show. And yet, we're all sat here going like, Euphoria makeup, and it's not a cheerful show, but it is a makeup-led show. So I'm really excited to see that, and if any of you have tried it already, do shout out in the Facebook group, do jump into my Instagram at Lindsay Kelk, because I'm just really excited to talk to you all about it, and actually see who is buying it. I'm very, very curious to see who buys it. Another launch that is coming up, which we will have a review of very soon, and I love this brand because I love this person, is the Danessa Myricks Yummy Skin Blurring Balm. Now, this markets itself as a foundation, but also a non-powder powder. And from what I can tell, again, waiting for it, but I just wanted to give you a heads up because this is something people talk about all the time, and we will talk about it later in today's episode. But a lot of people miss Benefits Dr. Feelgood, which I'm sure a million of you are going, yes, the little like shoe polish tin that had a blurring balm in it, which was before blurring balms. It was light years ahead of its time, light years ahead of its time. Bring it back, Benefit, for the love of God. I mean, again, we'll talk about this, but for the love of God, Benefit, please let the Full Coverage Nation just take over your product development, because all we're going to do is go back through your old catalogues and bring everything back. It will be dead easy, and I think it will work. But yeah, Danessa Myricks has this Yummy Skin Foundation Balm. There is a transparent version, and then there's a bunch of other shades. Danessa is a makeup artist. She is extremely talented. Her products are fantastic. They moved into Sephora, I want to say a year ago. It's probably more because time means nothing to me anymore. But she's in Sephora now, and for a long time she was making industry products. So it was makeup. It was just for pro artistry makeup, and it still has a very pro artistry leaning to her brand, which I think is one of her USPs, which I love about her. But I'm really excited to see this, because whenever Danessa does something, it's a small brand. She doesn't bring out new SKUs every other day just to fill a space on a shelf, or because, you know, new SKU day, you have to have something. She brings something out because it's good, because she believes in it, and because it works. So I'm really excited about this. Also excited about it is my cat, who was crying in the background there. So apologies if anyone heard a little bell crying. She wants food, you guys, and I can relate to that. But it's not time for her to eat. She is crying at the door for extra food, even though she has eaten. But, you know, I do that all the time too, so can't really complain. in more news from a brand created by someone who saw a gap in the market because she needed something and it didn't exist. So she went out and made it. Rather, they went out and made it because this is a brand by two sisters, Ego and Natasha Owegbu. And it is a brand called The Good Mineral. Now, it is a hot minute since I have used mineral makeup. I do recall, as I'm sure you all do, sort of the late 2000s when Bare Minerals went nuts and we all just went crazy for shake, shake, tap, tap, blend, buff, buff. And I do remember being super, super intensely into it. I remember being sent an absolute ton of it, actually. It was when I was a beauty blogger back in the UK. Beauty Mecca, the old blog, shout out if you were there, which... I mean, like two of you, because it was 2006 and no one was doing that. But yeah, I was super into it. I loved it because it's so easy to travel with because it's powder and not liquid. It lasted really well. And I was just a huge, huge fan of mineral makeup in general. And then there was just like a huge explosion in the UK. There was like Pretty Minerals and just tons and tons of mineral foundation, mineral blushes, mineral bronzers, mineral eyeshadows, mineral bloody everything. And then it just seemed to go away a little bit. Now, Ego has created The Good Mineral because she suffers with acne and really sensitive skin. And The Good Mineral, has been created to address those issues. So people with sensitive skin, acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis. The idea is that The Good Mineral Foundation, and the foundation is called Loves You Back Foundation, which I love. It loves me. I love it. But it is created with those skins in mind. And I think one of the things that is problematic with some other mineral foundation brands is the buffing action probably isn't the best. So, you know, you would have to sort of tap some of the product into the cap of the tub, swirl your brush around in it, and then buff it into the skin. The buffing, no matter how soft your brush, can be quite irritating. So if you've got very sensitive skin, you don't really want to be buffing away at your face like you're shining a car. And the great thing about The Good Mineral is the application is a lot more gentle. They do have brushes that come with the products, that you buy with the products, that are designed for application. They are so soft. Ego applied it to my skin. I was lucky enough to meet her in LA recently and she applied my foundation. And I believe I said it felt like a kitten was applying my foundation. She's also a very soothing human, I will say. And I was getting intense ASMR while she was talking to me and tapping and blending the foundation onto my skin. I had a lovely time. What I loved about The Good Mineral over basically any other mineral foundation I've ever used is the finish on it is the most beautiful, subtle glow. And I always think about mineral foundations as being very powdery. Even when correctly applied, they always, to me, seemed very powdery at the beginning. One thing I do love about minerals is they wear very well. And by the end of the day, quite often my foundation would look better than I thought it did at the beginning of the day. With The Good Mineral, it just had the most beautiful finish to my skin. I was obsessed. I got a little bit overexcited and carried away and made a show of myself by just being very, very keen on the product. But it is available from The Good Mineral online from the brand directly. It is $39. And it is available in 12 shades. Now, all of the shades were formulated by Ego and her sister Natasha directly. They're just very, very, very lovely. And I do encourage you to seek it out if you're looking for a mineral foundation, if you're looking for a foundation for sensitive skins. The great thing about it is obviously you can control how much coverage you apply because you apply it all yourself. We used a little bit more where I had red areas to cover that up and it never looked cakey. And I was just very, very impressed. I will say there are 12 shades and those shades obviously reach up and down the color spectrum, which is fantastic. And they obviously have a lot of give in them because it's a powder and you can make it work either way. I was the lightest shade and under a stronger sunlight, it was a little bit too beige for me, but I am Casper pale. So I don't hold it against the product. I really, really don't. And I think in summer, I need to be like one shade darker to be perfect with it. So it will be my summer skin perfect, because my skin always warms up in summer, whether I wear factor 100 SPF and stay inside and walk around with a Beetlejuice veil on or not, because I am Casper-esque, as we've established. But I genuinely really loved it. It's a brand I'm really excited about. We're going to try and get Ego on the podcast so she can explain it to you much more articulately than I can. And she herself has had a fantastic journey and a fantastic story. And we love to see women doing these things. She is, as a woman, and her sister, two women out there from their kitchen table to creating a brand, the global brand, The Good Mineral, and honestly, beautiful packaging too. A lot of people, which I do have to say, don't like minerals because they go everywhere. How angry have you been every time you've had a translucent powder and you unscrew the cap and it's just everywhere? Good Mineral has one of those super clever mesh inserts in the lid, so it doesn't go anywhere until you want it out. Love it. Very, very smart. Really appreciate it. Also new in the powder world, Benefit. Benefit, someone sat at Benefit saying, keep your name out my mouth. I love you, Benefit. I love you. I just want to love you more as I once did. But they have new products. They have 11 new Benefit blush shades. That's a lot. That's a lot, isn't it? Remember when it was just like Dandelion? remember when the blush boxes first came out from Benefit and it was like the most exciting thing ever? I was such a huge fan. I had Dandelion, I had Georgia, I believe I tried with Dallas, and then I realized it was a bronzer and it was not for me. But I loved those little box brushes. I love them, box blushes with the little wooden brush that I never used, because a little square brush is never going to give you a good blush on a round face. But they were beautiful and I loved them so much. And that's what this is. This is very much in that world. It is, the boxes are back. They seem a little bit more flat and rectangular. So we've not got the whole cube that it used to be. And it was a very fun hand feel. They always felt really good in your hand. So I'm curious to see them. There are, as I say, 11 new shades joining the collection. So we've got 3 sweet pinks, 3 peaches corals, 3 everyday neutrals, and 3 rich berries, which is 12. That's 12, you guys. So I guess one of them isn't out yet. Oh, because Starla is a rosy bronze coming soon. So there will be 11. There will be 12. There's 11 right now. They're messaging. Not great. This press release, not fantastic. But the sweet pinks, we've got Shelly, which is warm seashell pink. Krista, which is, I think that's a typo in the press release. Because there's a crystal ball, but then it says Krista, strawberry pink. Dandelion, light pink. Obviously, that's already been out before. Butterfly, golden orange. Peachin, golden peach. Sunny, warm coral. Everyday neutrals, Java, rosy mocha. Willa, soft neutral rose. Starla, coming soon, rosy bronze. And then we wrap up with the rich berries, which we have Moon, with an E, which is a rich berry. Terra, golden brick red. And Pom Pom, pomegranate rose. They are out now. You can check them out whenever you should feel the need. And yeah, curious. It's interesting to see Benefit going back to something that has worked well in the past, something they've been very good at, and expanding it in a huge way. Huge! I guess blusher must be in. I haven't seen that much of it across the rest of the market. So maybe they know something we don't. But that's exciting. While you're bringing stuff back, Benefit, honestly, I have a list a mile long. And we'll get into that, actually, in today's highlight of the week. That would be fantastic. If you wouldn't mind, for us, just bringing back 79% of your former products. The less good new news of this week. Firstly, we got to pour one out for Bite Beauty. Bite Beauty is no more. This is devastating. I love Bite Beauty products. Bite is shutting up shop, closing up. It is no more. Actually, that's literally the opposite of what is happening. Bite Beauty is no more. They are not shutting up shop. So if you go to the Bite Beauty Lip Labs, and if you like to make your own lipstick at the Lip Labs, you can still do that. The Lip Labs will remain open. Places you go and make your own lipstick. It's super fun. I did it in New York one time. Loved it. But what is closing is the actual brand with the product, which just is wild to me. I'm so sad. I really love Bite. Started as a lip brand. Everything was fantastic. The Agave lip mask, just such a hero product. So fantastic. All the lipsticks have been phenomenal. I've never had a product from them lip-wise I didn't love. They recently, again, recently, what is time? It's got to be 3 years ago at this point because, you know, pandemic. But they moved into other products. They moved away from being exclusively lips. They had a great foundation, the Changemaker Foundation. I really, really liked their mascara. I really, really liked. I'm just really sad to lose them. This is what's going to happen, I think. We're going to see a little bit of a downturn and we're going to lose some of these mid-tier brands. We've been saying this. We've been told this by trend forecasters. It's curious. We've lost Marc Jacobs Beauty and now we're losing Bite Beauty. And to me, I just genuinely believe someone would have bought both of those. Someone else would have renewed the license for Marc Jacobs Beauty when Kendo's expired. And I would have thought someone would snap up Bite, but not the case. So it seems to be on sale everywhere. What's left of the brand is on sale on their website. It's on sale on Sephora's website. I'm sure it'll be moving into discount stores soon when they have to offload the bulk of the inventory. But really, really, really sad. Really sad because such a great brand, fantastic products. Sorry to see it go. It was a wonder. I loved you, Bite Beauty. I loved you, Bite Beauty. And I shall miss you. Do you know what I won't miss? I hate to give stuff bad reviews. I hate to give stuff bad reviews because I much prefer to only talk about things that I really like. But I've seen so much debate on this. I've seen so much dialogue. People have asked me. I said I was getting it in to try it. So I have to talk to you because people have asked me. Now, I don't want to wade in on other people's opinions because other people are, of course, entitled to their opinions and different products work differently for everyone in the world. And again, I can only speak to my skin type, my skin tone. But I ordered with my own pennies, didn't get PR, didn't wait for PR, just ordered it, the Jones Road WTF, their What the Foundation. WTF, you guys, so edgy, so edgy. I bought into the hype. I saw Bobby talking about on Instagram saying, you know, we're launching something. It's mind-blowing. It's incredible. It's going to change everything. It's a product that doesn't exist already, which I guess is true. And the reason I would say that is because every other foundation or foundation-related product I've ever used works, at least to some extent, and this one doesn't. I don't really know how to explain it without getting very shouty and upsetting. So here's the thing. Everyone now is jumping to its defense. A lot of people have seen the TikTok where the influencer put gobs of it on her face. And then Bobby responded by putting gobs of it on her face and saying, yeah, it doesn't work if you do this. It's not what it is. Everyone jumped on and said, it's supposed to be light coverage. It's supposed to be natural. Bobby likes makeup that doesn't look like makeup. You're doing it all wrong. She was doing it wrong. But I did it right, and it achieves nothing. It achieves zero coverage. It's not light coverage, it's zero coverage. So I kind of understand how this influencer got to the point where she was like, well, if I keep layering it on, maybe I will achieve some sort of coverage on my skin. And you can't. You can't. And I'm talking about the lighter shade that I ordered for myself, because that's all I can talk about. I would love to hear other people's experiences with other skin tones. I'm looking at it now because I've still got it, obviously. It's just, I keep it around now to teach me a lesson, to say, before you buy anything, stop, think, is it going to be as bad as this? Are you going to be as let down? And guys, it's just, I'm literally pressing my fingers into my temples while I'm talking to you. It's just not good. It's very highly fragranced. First thing I noticed when I opened it, it's very highly fragranced. It's almost medicinally, essential oily. Which I was surprised by. And then the texture of it is sort of like a dense cream. It almost feels, the texture wise, almost feels like Bobbi Brown Vitamin Enriched Face Base, hilariously. So I guess it's like if you put pigment in a vitamin enriched face base. And it looks like it's very heavily pigmented when you open it. It looks like there's stuff in there. But then when you put it on your face, it's nothing. It's nothing. Is literally no coverage. If you have perfect skin, or if you have very dry skin that has no real need for pigment or correction, if you have like beautiful, clear, radiant skin that is just a bit dry, this might be amazing because it will give you this beautiful sheen, but that's where you can't over-apply because as soon as you over-apply, it goes from beautiful sheen to very greasy. So it does give you a beautiful sheen. I have been unfair. It does give you a lovely sheen. I don't need a lovely sheen because I've got combination skin and it just made me look really greasy. But I cannot stress enough to you how there is just no coverage. Bobby did say on her tutorial, she's like, you know, you apply this and then you use the concealer pencils, the face pencils from the Jones Road brand as concealer for where you need coverage. I would say you apply this, then you have to use those pencils to get any sort of coverage. If you're using it as a primer, as a base, and then using the face pencils on top of that to apply pigment, maybe that works, but then you've bought loads of stuff. Because even with the face pencils, Jones Road recommends that you buy one in the shade of your skin to use just as a concealer that is the exact same shade as your skin, and one that's a shade lighter for under your eyes. And at that point, you've spent a lot of money. If you've bought the WTF balm and you've bought two face pencils from Jones Road, which is not an inexpensive brand, and obviously you have to do it all online to get your shade correct, is difficult. You've spent a lot of money. I don't know, gang. I was so disappointed. I want to love Jones Road so badly because that mascara remains the greatest mascara, one of the greatest mascaras of all time, one of the greatest mascaras I've ever used, my favorite on the market right now. But this foundation balm, I guess it's called What the Foundation, maybe because someone tried it and was like, what? This is foundation? Maybe it should be What is this foundation rather than What the Foundation. It just made me really sad. One insider tip I do want to give you, which I can't confirm or deny forever and ever, but this was mentioned to me by a listener of Full Coverage. Someone messaged this to me and then I tried it out for myself and got the same result. If you buy something from Jones Road and you don't get on with it at all, as I did not get on with WTF, if you want to return it, they will just say keep it and we'll give you your money back. I don't know if they'll do that forever. I don't know if they do that for every single person. I don't know if they do that for every return. On one hand, I'm like, I get it, because returning products, especially something as weighty as WTF, it's in a glass jar, so it's got some heft to it. Returning it costs a lot of money and it's terrible for the environment, shipping stuff backwards and forwards. So maybe they're just saying, like, we'll just eat the cost of this and you keep hold of it because it's cheaper than shipping it backwards and forwards. But it's not really helpful because now they were like, keep it. And I'm like, but I don't want it. And they were like, donate it. And I'm like, well, who's going to use it? I've had my mitts in it. I've had my paws in it. No one wants it now. It's a cream. I can't give it to anyone. So I just, as I say, keep it to remind myself not to be a fool and not to fall for hype. And just to wait and see. Maybe if I heard this podcast, I would have known better. But yeah, just so disappointing, really sad. A lot of the tutorials I've seen with it, it's got people applying product over the top. Obviously, it's supposed to be a foundation. I tried to use the Jones Road blush sticks, which are fine, the multi-purpose lip and blush sticks. They're more matte than I anticipated, which is a choice. I tried to apply that over the top, but because the WTF was so greasy, it just wouldn't adhere. It just sort of sat on top of the WTF where I touched my skin with it, where I touched it to my skin, it wouldn't even stick. I couldn't even get any color there. It was just sort of around it, and then I had to blend it in. So it's better if you are going to apply stuff, like a blush stick, apply it to your fingers and then blend it on with your fingers. But it's not as foolproof as some tutorials have led me to believe, and it is just not as good as I wanted it to be, in that it is rubbish. So really sad to have to, wow, I shouldn't have ended on that note, should I? Do you know what? Good news. We'll go back to the good mineral for a second. Because they are so committed to shade matching, if you order the wrong shade, they will just send you the new one. They will replace it until you get it right. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that a wonderful thing for an indie brand to be doing? Love that. So we're ending that on a good note. And onto an even better note, we're going to have a conversation with an icon. We're going to talk to Janine Lobel. We're going to talk to the woman who brought Stieler into our lives. We're going to talk to the woman who brought paper packaging, cardboard packaging, to the market, to the industry. We're going to talk to the woman who brought refillable pallets to consumer. We're going to talk to the woman who I just absolutely bloody love. And so does so many of you. I asked, when I put on Instagram that I was going to talk to Janine, that we will be talking about Neen Beauty, her incredible new products at Neen Beauty. And I asked you all for your 2000s beauty memories. And oh, did you deliver? It was such a beautiful walk down memory lane for me. We're going to get into those in the highlight of the week, but I just want you to know that they are a coming, because so many of them are beautiful things of Stila, beautiful products of Stila, some that even I had forgotten. Obviously everyone loved the lip glaze pens, the cream bouquet perfume, anyone? Yes, please. Oh, so in love, so in love. But before we talk about that, why talk about the past where we can talk about the present and we can talk about the future? We can talk about Neen Beauty. So thrilled about this, so excited to hear Janine tell you all about it, and really can't wait for everyone to try it out. I've been using it for a couple of weeks and a little bit in love, was very skeptical, we'll get to that afterwards. Here it is, treat yourself to Lindsay Kelk fangirling all over Janine Lobel for, like, I'm gonna say a good 20 minutes. She was a real champ about it, and I haven't had a restraining order yet, so as far as I can tell, we're now best friends. Enjoy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you so much for joining us, Janine. I am so excited to talk to you. I've just fangirled horribly all over myself before we even started, but I am such a fan. I am 41 years old and grew up a big Stila girl. Like, I was very Stila all through my 20s. Could not get that cloud off my eyeshadow. You could not get that lip glaze off my lips. And I'm still chasing the fuchsia convertible color dragon. Like, why was fuchsia the greatest color for blondes with blue eyes of all time? Ooh, well, that's exciting. Before I just detail everything about you that I enjoy, for our listeners who might not be familiar with everything you've done for the industry up to date, can you tell us a little bit about your beauty journey?
Well, my beauty journey is very long. I went to makeup school in London because my best friend went. So I was like, wait, what? You can become a makeup artist? Like, huh? And moved back to America, started at makeup counters, graduated to music videos in LA. That's how I really got my start. And then sort of moved into, you know, more photography work, celebrities, fashion, all that stuff. And simultaneously, I had a friend who was like, hey, I want to do a makeup line. You want to help me? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I always say to people, it's like somebody said to me, hey, you want to go to Bakersfield? And I was like, yeah, sure. And the next thing I'm like, what the hell am I doing in Bakersfield? You know, and I just figured it out. And so, you know, I started Stila, sold it after 5 years to Estee Lauder, stayed on for about 6-7 years. I don't think people realize how early on I wasn't there anymore, which is fine. And then continued my artistry. I mean, as an artist, I think I've done, you know, done people when they won their Oscars. I've done Vogue covers, there's nothing I can sit here and say, I wish I'd gotten to do ... right? And then I went on to, I was asked to take over to creative direct, like the Kevin O'Quan line, which was kind of, you know, not doing so well since he had passed before. It launched, and I sort of revamped that and got in some great stores and, you know, subsequently helped get it purchased. So that was a great moment for me. I loved Kevin. He was somebody I knew and I admired and looked up to and had made a huge impression on me as a young artist. And then since that time, you know, like I have like a shit ton of kids. I have like four biologicals, and I have a girl that, a young woman now who I met when she was a teenager and sort of, you know, took on mothering her as well. And, you know, continue to work as an artist, done many other interesting non-beauty related things. And then decided 3 years ago that like, I wanted to do something. And, you know, I've had ideas over the years where I'm like, what about we could, and then like, I never get anything done, you know, but this one, I was like, yeah, no, this is it. This I can see myself doing. And so that was the beginning of this journey when we're just launching now.
It sounds like you, like you say, you've tried everything, you've done everything, never say no, always mm-hmm. say yes. What is it about Neen, your new brand, mm-hmm. that made you pull the trigger on it? What made you push that button?
Well, like I always say, you know, do I really need to do this to myself again? Right. But I just sort of really fell in love with watching. I was watching like a lot of people do tutorials and stuff on themselves, like the days of like people like me. And there's definitely a few incredible, like Hung has like an amazing channel where he does. There's some amazing artists still doing it that way. But I loved that people were learning from people like them, because for me, like the whole thing with Stila back in my time was like, we didn't use any photos of people because we didn't want to say, you know, try to look like them, right? Like it was all about like just an idea of the product. And so that kind of spoke to me in that same way. It's like, you can look at somebody that, you know, is more like you, not a professional, like, you know, I always say I can go in my pantry and do your makeup with whatever I find in there, right? But so I like that connection. And I love making product, and I love this idea of like, you know, right now, if you do it, most beauty tutorials, like if you're watching a tutorial, they're like, okay, I'm using, you know, NARS, whatever. And you're like, well, I don't have that. So do I have something in my drawer that looks like it? Or am I just watching? Am I actually actively participating? So this was a way I thought of for you to do a tutorial with the exact product on hand. And then of course, COVID comes along and, you know, no one's really sitting in the makeup stores anymore getting their makeup done, which is a horrible tragedy for all those freelance artists out there. It must be extremely tough. But I felt like this, you know, and it wasn't because of COVID, it was before COVID, but it really kind of was like, whoa, like timing wise. And then there's like many other elements, like I love packaging, as you know. You know, the Clicky lip gloss pen was plastic because you can't make that any other way. But, you know, we used recycled paper, you know, we had the circle paper compacts and lipsticks, you know, I kind of invented that, you know, all those paper palettes you see today, those, I invented that, you know?
Yeah, and no, it's crazy. Your impact on the industry is huge, whether people know it or yeah. not, but they should.
Oh, thank you. But so I wanted to do something interesting in packaging as well. And of course, I'm a huge advocate of diversity and inclusivity, and feel that it's important to like make a space for everybody.
Excellent. Okay, so if someone does not know what Neen is, tell us about Neen. I am holding up a Neen card. No one will be able to see it because this is a podcast. And I will be discussing this at length after people have listened to our chat. But explain the premise of Neen to our listeners.
Okay, so Neen is a way, so you subscribe and once a month you get a new card in the mail. So it's like, what is it, like 5x8 or something? I have no idea. And on the card are five new colors. So we don't, right now we don't make foundation or concealer. So it's like three pressed pigments that you can use on your eye or on your face. We can use it wherever really. A cream cheek lip and a lip gloss. And the product mix will change as we, you know, like we have a cream shimmer coming, we're working on longwear lip, etc. So basically, there's swatches of the actual product, right? So these are all colors I've developed. And on the card, you have five different looks created with those five products on 5 different skin tones. So when I develop colors, I did fashion shows for many years back in the day also, and we'd have to do the same look for everybody, regardless of face features or skin tone and all that stuff. So when I develop the colors, I work from the darkest skin tone to the lightest, right? So basically these colors work for all a huge range of skin tones. And then I worked with the girls when we filmed the tutorial. So you see their faces on the cards and you're like, wow, I really want to try this smoky eye look, right? So you scan the QR code next to the face with the smoky eye look, and we have an app, or you can watch it through our website on YouTube, whatever. And so say, let's talk about the smoky eye look. So her name is Lily, and she pops up. She says, hey, I'm Lily. I use she, her. I'm going to show you how I did this look. And you can follow her tutorial in the app in full screen, or you can go into split screen and do your own makeup at the same time, right? And you can voice command the tutorial, so you don't have to put your brushes down and stuff. So you can say, stop, go back. If you miss something, go forward. And you can do exactly the same look with the exact same products, or you do your own version of the look, whatever you feel like. At some point in the tutorial, each one of the faces, the people we used, they talk a little bit about themselves. So Lily talks about having transitioned and how makeup was really helpful for her during that time. Jordan talks about, you know, being an aspiring model, musician, makeup artist, and also how her passion is mentoring other young Black women. So we pop up their Instagram handles, and also says meet me, so you can, if you don't catch it, you can find them. And our whole feeling about that is, like, for me, and I'm not shitting on what anyone else does, that for me, diversity has to be, and inclusivity sort of has to go beyond just booking the right skin tones or whatever, right? Or ages or whatever. So for me, it's like, hey, get to know Jordan, get to know Shay. Like, this is who they are. She's an artist, check her out, you know? So like, for me, it was sort of to move beyond that. So at the end of the tutorial, you're like, okay, I'm like super into these eyeshadows. I don't wear blush, so whatever. You click on the targets on the eye and you can buy the full size product. So it's like, as we like to say, try, learn, buy, you know, if you like it, you know, and also to step out of your comfort zone. Like, how many times some people say, oh yeah, if you have this, you can't wear that. Like, all that is dead to me. All those rules, you're dead to me.
Love it. Amazing. That's the only time I want to hear that. But like, I love it in this instance. Yeah, as I mentioned to you, I have a couple of the cards, and I got the Shea tutorial. Mm-hmm. I chose to do, which is like very, very cool, sort of soft smoky eye with a neutral gloss lip. And I, as our listeners know, I'm not a talented makeup artist. I'm a beauty enthusiast.
But I am not. But go on.
Thank you. No, I know my way around a beauty kit, but I would not ever trust myself to do a high pressure situation. But I did the tutorial and I did the eye, and I was so pleased with myself.
Yay.
I felt like I wanted to tell someone. I'm working from home. My husband has a job. He did not care for my nonsense, but he was forced to look at my face. I'm like, look at this. Look what I did with a purple eye, which, like you say, it's a color that I would never usually just choose to wear around my house.
And would you wear it again? Would you wear?
Oh my God, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
And I did it with two brushes. Mm-hmm. I did it first time on the app, but I also like went back just to check a couple of things. And it was really, really fun. And as someone who, you know, is terrified of technology because I live in my house with a cat, I'm afraid. But it found it so fun and so interactive. And like you say, I felt really included. I felt like part of the gang while I was playing with it. So it was super, super fun. Where do you see Neen going next? What's your next plan? Where do we go from here?
Oh my God, well, I never stop. You know, I have, you know, I just did, we have like the next look card down the pike, and then the third one is done. And then next week we have a 3-day shoot for cards 4 and 5. You know, I do a lot of like product development and strategy and marketing and all that stuff, and mentoring and everything else. I mean, we're really just trying to kind of grow the awareness of who we are and what we're doing and how different we are. And we're also talking to a couple potential e-tail partners, you know, because it's tough being direct to consumer only today because it's all changed so much. The algorithms get in your way, like it's pay to play now. And, you know, and I'm like big on sort of organic, you know, and so we're just basic trying to let people, you know, as I say, you don't want to be sitting home all dressed up with your tiara on and nobody knows you're there, right?
Truly. Well, actually, that sounds great. But yes, I
but you know what I mean, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, from a professional standpoint, yeah, that's not ideal. Do you have any favorite products in the line?
Oh, my God. You know, I love them. I mean, obviously, I love the cream cheek lip. This is something not new to my playbook, but we did develop all, you know, we're opting not to use the word clean because we feel like there's Credo clean, there's Sephora clean, there's Goop clean, there's this, and it's so confusing. And I think it just isn't for me. We do meet the Sephora clean standards. You know, we had to use something as a guide, but we're choosing to call it conscious beauty.
Thank you so much. Clean is a marketing term. It doesn't mean anything. So thank you.
It doesn't mean it. It's like it used to be hypoallergenic, which is not real either, you know? And so it's been really fun for me to kind of do the product development with this new directive in mind. So I've really been enjoying that. My favorite, I don't know, right now, I have to probably say, because it's so personal for me, is the lip. It's called Going Rouge. It's like cream-free lip and cheek. I forgot to tell you about the compact, though. Did you know about the compact?
Oh, please tell me about the compact. No, I do not.
Right, so... so if you decide you like something and you want to buy the full size, you can also not be a subscriber and go on the website and buy full size. So I developed this little guy. Can you see? No one else can see, but it's made out of silicone.
Oh, wow.
It's not plastic. So that has taken like a year and change to make happen, because most plastic compacts have, you know, like they have hinges, right? Like it's like there'll be a metal spring or a mirror, which makes them completely unrecyclable. So you'd have to break them apart and hope that it recycles. So this thing does not, it does not leach microparticles. So basically what we tell you is you can put it in the dishwasher and order a refill, right? Most plastic compacts, by the time, you know, you're ready to refill it, it's like ding, the name's rubbed off, the little metal hinge is hanging out. But this is super durable. You just wash it and buy the refill. If you're over it, as we say, and we hope you're not, you can send it back to us and I will get it recycled. I have to amass them and then I send them and they get recycled as playground mats.
Oh, wow.
So we're super active in the lifespan of this compact. And then the other thing we did that's, you can't unfortunately see, but inside the compact around the pan, you can see their little words there. It's kind of hard to see. Anyway, I'm a meditator. And in meditation, we do something that's called metta, which is loving kindness, right? So you can make up your own. So depending on what's happening. And so you send it to yourself, you send it to somebody that has harmed you in some way to forgive them. Not necessarily to let them back in your life, but just to not have resentment. And you send it to the world. So it can be things like, may you be at peace. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be this, may you be that. So our metta as a company is, may you be free. May you be happy. May you feel beautiful. And that is what we hope, you know, I'd certainly hope to send into the world.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I feel more beautiful now. That's what I know. Thank you so much for your time, Janine. This was like the most fun chat and like a really genuinely original experience, which, you know, I've been doing this for like nearly 5 years, this podcast, and we don't get many things that are brand new. We got a thing that's brand new. That was very exciting. So tell everyone where they can find you, where they can find Neen.
Yeah, you just come to weareneen.com and on, I think on Instagram, we are We Are Neen also, because we're about the we. But you can certainly sign up to subscribe or just keep track of things at weareneen.com. And next time I want to see I want you to try Jordan's look for
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm on it. Did I? Oh, I watched Jordan's tutorial. I will discuss this with the listeners after you've left. But I watched the tutorial and I love the graphic eye. So that will be my next attempt.
Actually, Jordan's over here right now. She's been doing some stuff with us. So yeah, I love her. She's so creative with makeup too. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
we'll see you.
You
soon. Bye.
Thank you.
She's an angel. She's an angel. She's doing good things for the world. She's doing good things for the industry. She's doing good things for all humans. She is making sure everyone is included and involved. And just what a fantastic human being. Honestly, just an icon and an inspiration. And like I said, no restraining order yet. So we're best friends now. I think I must have said 1,000 times during our conversation that I would tell you more about the cards and more about the products after I had spoken with Janine. So that's what I'm going to do. Honestly, when I first saw the cards, I was very cynical. It was like, who's going to pay $12 to get a card, a piece of card, a large postcard, like I think a 5x8, as Janine said, with samples of product pressed on them. But then I sat down with the app and the card and, like I said, 2 makeup brushes. I had my foundation on already. I did the Shea look. If you go on neenbeauty.com or you download the Neen app, and I recommend you do both because it's just super fun to see and to play with. You see a bunch of different tutorials offered and all different skin types, all different kinds of people. And I followed along on the app with Shea's tutorial. And very shortly afterwards, I had myself a very pretty smoky eye. It's just very, very, very easy, but very, very fun to do. And I think Janine spoke to it really beautifully when she said, you know, we see a lot of people online doing tutorials, showing you how to do things with very, very luxe products, very, very high-end stuff. You go to your own products to try and find the similar things, and it's hard to do. And the idea of being able to access the tutorials, use the products that were used in the same tutorials, without spending $1 billion, it's very appealing. And, you know, we talk about this a lot on Full Coverage, is how can we reduce, you know, we love product, we love stuff. I love stuff, but I'm also very conscious of trying to have less of it and trying to make considered purchases and considered decisions. And the idea of being able to sample, to get a card, and I would say I can get 3 uses minimum out of every card. I have a light touch with my eye makeup, but I would definitely say I've gotten 3 uses out of every card. And pro tip, I'm traveling soon, and I have packed 2 of the cards to go with me, because I'm like, what is better for traveling? I don't need to work out any eye palette, lip color, blush, or anything. I can just take a Neen card with me, and it's right there, and I'll have the tutorial with me. It's genius for traveling, genius for traveling. But yeah, just a really beautiful idea where you can try the products, you can get your mitts in them, get your brush in them, see how they wear on the face, see how they look on you before you make any kind of large, expensive decision. And when you do, or if you do make a decision, it's not that expensive. It's prices are completely in line with the rest of the market. And every product that you purchase, it's been created with such consideration, like the silicone palettes that Janine was talking about. It's just really clever, and it's all right there in front of us. I think the palette thing and the fact that they are so hard to recycle, anything with a mirror in, anything with a metal hinge, it's so hard to recycle makeup packaging. This is such a huge appeal for Neen, for me, such a huge part of the appeal. That and the fact that Janine really has thought about everybody and including everybody. You don't get that a lot. You get people paying lip service to it. You get people using it as a marketing tool. You don't get people genuinely committing to it very often, let alone someone with Janine's experience and commitment to making something fantastic. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm really, really excited for her. I hope that Neen flies as a brand. And yeah, I encourage you to try it out. I really love the idea of the cards. I really love the idea of being able to do the thing for yourself. and know before you buy. Try before you buy. It's very important because, like we know, sending stuff back, terrible for the environment, incredibly wasteful. This is a fantastic way to get to grips with the product, to teach yourself some simple new skills. I will say the graphic eye was more tricky for me. I did do the graphic eye. I'm not a graphic eye gal. That's what I learned. But I got to try it and I lost nothing. And Jeff got a laugh out of it. So everyone's a winner, honestly. But yeah, super excited about Neen. Really, really, really excited to see how it goes for Janine and the whole brand. You know what time it is now. You know what time it is now, because Janine's not my only best friend. You're my best friend too, which is why I'm asking you to support me in the singing of our song on the count of three. One, two, three. Highlight of the week. And like, maybe I should get someone to actually sing it. Maybe I should get a jingle singer. But then would it be like when Phoebe sold Smelly Cat and they had someone else do the voice and Phoebe was like, oh my God, I sound amazing. It probably would. Let's not do that. As I mentioned, our highlight of the week this week is all of you. It's all of you and your memories of 2000s makeup. And I don't even think I could read them all out. We would need a whole episode. Maybe we should do a 2000s inspired episode. But I'm going to give as many as I can before I lose my voice. We had Benetint was mentioned, Touche Eclat, Dream Matte Mousse, Matte Studio Fluid, Matte Studio Fix Fluid and Powder, a lot of Clinique showing its face. Happy Perfume got mentioned more than once, Lancôme Juicy Tubes a million times. I was very thrilled when they came back. I was very excited. I obviously bought several and I use them all the time. We got a shout out for MAC Saint-Germain lipstick. Fun story about MAC Saint-Germain lipstick. When I was writing my blog a bazillion years ago, MAC was one of the first companies, Estee Lauder companies, really jumped on board to support me, which is wild when you think about it now and how their reputation has changed. But MAC was one of the first brands that really, really, really got on board and supported me. And I used to do, every February I would do, I think I did it three times. I'm saying every February, but every February I did a challenge called The Great Kiss-Off, where I tried a different lipstick every day of February. And MAC Saint-Germain was one of the first lipsticks that appeared in the Great Kiss-Off. And it did well. It did well. I was proud of it. A lot of love also for Ruby and Millie. Tons of Ruby and Millie love. A lot of love for the mascara. A lot of love for the wind-up cheek gloss. Just absolutely fantastic. Genuinely such a good product. Barry M got a lot of love. A lot of us were using Dream Matte Mousse, me included. Fun story about that. One time I was going out on Halloween with my co-workers in London and two of the girls in my team used my actual everyday Dream Matte Mousse foundation as ghost makeup, in case you were wondering how pale I am. A lot of love again for Stila, a lot of love for Urban Decay, the Stila lip gloss, Kitten eyeshadow, Benefit You Rebel, one of the earlier BB cream tinted moisturizers in a it was like an aluminium tube and it was so good. Love it. More Juicy Tubes. Literally everyone is talking about Juicy Tubes. Stila Lip Glaze, Juicy Tubes again. Chanel Pro Lumiere Foundation. Apparently they replaced it and the formulation has never been the same and that's devastating. Miss Selfridge Makeup getting a lot of love. Adore those little nail polishers. It was my absolute, absolute, absolute favourite. Body Shop getting a lot of love. Glitter Girls roll-ons, body glitter and the hair mascara. Oh my God, did I live and die by Glitter Girls hair mascara and body glitter? Roll-on body glitter needs to come back every single day. I need it every single day. Again, more Juicy Tubes. Again, more Ruby and Millie. Clear lip gloss. One person remembers clear lip gloss. That's still out there. You can still get it. Tons of love for Bourjois. Tons of love for Bourjois. And I get it. I'm sad. We're all bad about that. We're all sad about that. Revlon lip butters towards the end of the 2000s there, but I do believe it snuck in. They were amazing. I want those back. The Stila pens, again, that's the lip gloss pens, just absolutely fantastic. One lovely person, Copper Hayes, says, the lip stuff that made you, that stung your lips and made your lips puff up. I believe we're talking about lip venom. I also enjoyed lip venom. I was a huge fan of lip venom. It just hurt, didn't it? That was the stupid thing. I don't think it did anything. It just hurt. And because I was a monstrous person, I would sometimes, if my friends asked for lip balm, usually boys, it would be boys, and I would give them the lip venom. It's not cool. Don't do it. It's cruel, but it was funny at the time. Usually I'd have had a drink. Rimmel Black Cherry Lipstick. A lot of love for Black Cherry Lipstick and a lot of love for Heather Shimmer. I mean, we know who we are. We know who we are, which I love that for us. But yes, so much. The majority of the love here coming out for Urban Decay lip glosses. The lip gunks. I think it's the lip gunks that you mean, which again, I miss them so much. I miss them so much. A lot of love for the OG Benefit products. Benefit? Please listen. We're right here. And just tons and tons of Stila love. I mean, I had Kitten. I have Kitten, I think. I still have the Shimmer and Glow or the Glitter and Glow Shimmer Kitten shade. But I was actually a Cloud girl. I rolled through the 2000s in just a lot of shimmer and a lot of silvery taupes. A lot of silvery taupes. I did a lot of Cloud. I loved a good silvery eyeshadow. I don't know why, really. I'm not saying it was doing me any favours, but I was a big fan. But yeah, Stila, I remember buying it. I remember going to Bloomingdale's, my second ever work trip, I think, my second ever trip to New York. And I went to Bloomingdale's and I went to the Stila counter. It was the first place I went to, and I got a makeover. The nicest guy in the whole wide world did my makeup, and I wanted one of the lip glazes. I think I bought the strawberry. I think it was the strawberry lip glaze, and he managed to upsell me on like four eyeshadows and an eyeshadow palette, and he put the fuchsia convertible color on me. And I couldn't afford it. I didn't have enough money. And my friend that I worked with was like, you have to get it. I will buy it for you. And I could have wept. It was one of the first times someone had randomly just done a nice thing for me, which is kind of sad in my mid-20s. But it was nuts. And it was just the power. I saw the power of just doing a nice thing for someone for absolutely no reason. And I like to think that is something I've carried through my life, because it genuinely opened my eyes to like, wow, someone will just do something nice for me because it made me happy and they don't want anything in return. It was a really special moment, and that makes Stila even more special to me. But I still love the fuchsia convertible color. It's very hard to get these days. I think I managed to bag one last time they brought it back out. You know, Janine's not at the brand anymore. Janine's at Neen. As you know from our chat, I've requested a fuchsia convertible color. So like, hopefully an equivalent will be coming soon from my new best friend. But yeah, it was really, really lovely to share all those memories with you. Thank you for being my highlight of the week this week. Thank you for listening to Full Coverage. Thank you for making my life significantly better by existing. And thank you for letting me share this hour with you. It's been really lovely. If you would like to hear more, we've got a million episodes, actually. It's like 100 and something. But you can dig back through our archives. We've got tons of episodes for you to listen to. Back in 2 weeks. Got a bunch of more fun chats with fun people coming up. I don't want to tell you about, but they're coming up and I'm really excited to share them with you. As I said, we're going to do the deep dive into celebrity brands. I want to do an episode with you, which has been highly requested, which is luxury products that are worth it. And there's just a lot to say, a lot of happiness to spread in the beauty world. I think it's overdue. It needs to come back. And we all need a little ray of sunshine. So hop on over to my Instagram at Lindsay Kelk to say hi, or any questions, comments about the pod. I'm always happy to answer them. Join us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click that top pinned post and it will take you to our beauty chat group. We don't really do much on the page these days, because what is there to do on a Facebook page? But the beauty chat group, it's wild. We're all in there. We're having a lovely chat. We're sharing knowledge. We're having a nice time. I love to see your beautiful faces. So it delights me when anyone posts their makeup of the day or products that they've loved or any questions they might have, because the community will always be there to answer them for you. And it is just a really, really lovely, lovely, lovely space to be in when times are tough or when times are grand. It doesn't matter. There's always lipstick. So that's it for this week. I'll be back in 2 weeks with more chats. Can't wait to talk to you then. Bye, pals.